Welcome to the So Verve Lounge, a podcast for modern entrepreneurs that focuses on digital marketing ecosystems for small businesses. Join your host, CEO and Marketing Director, Stephanie Rubio, as she brings you marketing tips with a shot of Café con Dulce.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the So Verve Lounge. My name is Stephanie Rubio. I am the CEO and Marketing Director here at So Verve Marketing Group, bringing you this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am really thrilled to be having this discussion. I wanted to have this conversation with our community actually sometime between quarter three and quarter four last year. And I decided to hold off on having this conversation because I wanted to do a lot of research. I wanted to speak to some of our own colleagues and sort of navigate what this episode would look like as far as the content that I was going to be delivering to you today. So the conversation surrounding Facebook groups is kind of like what I want to get into. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about adding a group again, because we had a group. So we had a group, I want to say for about a year and a half or so, sometime between 2016 and 2017. It could have possibly been 2018. We decided that we wanted to go in another route at the time, and primarily wanted to focus on the podcast. That was one. We also wanted to focus on our blog archive. And at the time, we just didn't have the manpower really to manage a Facebook group. So what has happened, though, is that with a podcast, obviously, we get a lot of questions, we get feedback in DMs, I get some feedback via DMs often, we get emails from community members, right? We also have a thriving newsletter community through the So Verve Way newsletter, where people, you know, reply to our newsletters with, you know, their feedback on our content there. And, you know, whenever we release a new guide or we release any kind of new freebie or downloadable or PDF to our community, we get feedback, right? So it could be anything. And I just started getting the sense that the community wanted to have more conversation surrounding the content we were putting out in these very private ways, because with algorithms on platforms like Instagram and even Facebook, like Facebook pages, for example, with those changing so much, and the content on a platform like Instagram then versus TikTok, where the content is very entertaining and not necessarily where you would sit down, because I can't watch, for example, I can't watch a reel and sit down and write notes. I can't, you know, that's just me though. I need to go to YouTube for that or a private Facebook community. And so the conversation was really, should we open a Facebook group or should we go private? And it was something that I gave a lot of thought to. I did a lot of research, which we're going to have a future episode discussing some of those options, because I know a lot of you want to sort of understand what some of those options may look like as far as pros and cons, what the pricing would look like, depending on, you know, the amount of members and things. But the goal for me was not and is not to monetize a community. With a newsletter, we send out a newsletter every week or so, sometimes a little bit more depending on your interest of the topics that we, you know, we share. So if you have multiple interests, we may send additional newsletters to you. So what we want is we want an opportunity where people can feel more inclusive and they can feel like they can reach me, they can reach other professionals in a very safe environment, somewhere where they can, you know, share you know, their story, have feedback on our content, occasionally even promote their own services and sales and things of this nature. So I feel like what ends up happening is that as we're building these communities, and because we are putting so much focus on nurturing community this year, I then decided that Facebook was going to be the best option. Of course, there's always, with anything, there's the sense of, are we doing the right thing in terms of the algorithm? And that's really where my fear is. I'm not necessarily concerned with, you know, I want this to be a very organic community. So it'll, you know, the growth will be based on strategy, of course, but I really just want a place where our community members can go in there. I can do some live office hours. People can submit questions. I'll reply to them, whether publicly or privately, submit, you know, whatever feedback they have or question that may have regarding a trend or something in the news regarding social media, email marketing, content marketing, or just digital marketing in general. And I just want to build a space where I can share this information, and we can really collaborate in this way. For me, that does not include a paid situation. I understand why others may desire to do that. And there, and again, we're going to have that conversation because I believe there is a place and a space to do that. I believe if you're someone who, and I'll get into it a little bit just to kind of get off, get on a tangent here. I believe if you're someone who doesn't want to do a lot of that one-on-one with your clients, maybe you don't have a retainer agency model or a retainer client model. If you are a B2B, for example, marketer, consultant, strategist, coach, you may not, or consultant, you may not want to do the one-on-one or have a retainer that's a year long, 6 months long, 2 years long, what have you. You may find it more beneficial to have a paid community where, you know, there's an exchange of information in that way. For me, as many of you know, the consulting slightly coaching model is something that I very rarely dip my toes in. It's something that is really invitational based. I outreach for that. It's not something that I market because I'm very selective with the clients that I consult with. And they are typically they're typically other agency owners and other marketers who are looking to grow an agency and grow their marketing in various spaces within the marketing, sales, and advertising industries. So as far as, you know, situations where you want to get away from, you know, that retainer base, I think a paid community can work, absolutely. But if all you're looking to do is provide an additional form to release content and to have that one-on-one with your community, I believe a Facebook group is absolutely doable. We have a community member who grew a community to almost 3K in a year and a half on Facebook. And really, like anything else, it's really about value. It's really about how active you are on there. It's no different than posting on Pinterest, posting on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, you know, TikTok, whatever platform you decide to be active on. You know, as long as you have a strategy to go by and a roadmap, if you have an objective, it's absolutely doable to say, you know, I want to be here. We are here. This is the content that I'm providing for you. It's high value. You are going to walk away feeling XYZ, and I will in turn give you ABC. So again, as long as you're having that exchange with your community where they're seeing value in their being in the group, I do believe that it's absolutely doable. And so I think conversations around whatever's happening with Facebook, at the end of the day, in order for you, and Was it brilliant? Maybe, right? But in order for you to have, for example, a business account on Instagram, which most businesses, I mean, as soon as we take over an account, for example, here, and we onboard a new client, you know, it's just standard. Do you have a business Facebook page? Do you have a business Instagram account, right? These are standard questions now. Whereas a couple of years ago, it was, we weren't sure. But, or they didn't have to. And now it's kind of like a default. And so the conversation is really that they have to have a Facebook business page in order to have a business Instagram account, in order to have a shop, for example, on Instagram, you have to have a Facebook shop. It kind of has to funnel through Facebook in a way. And so again, you're going through this process where Facebook is always going to be involved. So if your ideal client has an Instagram account that is a business account by default, they have a Facebook profile. Whether they use it or not, that's a kind of like a different ball game. But the vast whatever amount of users are on Instagram for and they're there to do business, that's, you know, you're gonna have a thriving opportunity to sort of reach your ideal audience in that way. And that's for my B2B, you know, listeners. If you have, if your goal, if your audience, target audience is B2B. Now, for those of you who have consumers, it again, it's the same. I have seen countless of e-commerce businesses, SaaS as well, tech, fashion, beauty, so many different communities now popping up, and it's join our Facebook community. You know, you're going to get customer service help there. You will get feedback, first glances on new releases, new collections. You know, we have a plethora of content surrounding Facebook groups, because again, we had one when I made the decision to sort of part with that group. Obviously things will be a little different this way, but this time, but when we decided to part with that group, you know, even just in conversation, asking community members that were previously in that group, like, would you rejoin? What are your thoughts on this? And many of them were just so excited, like, yes, sign me up. We've missed your group. We missed that, you know, those office hours, those lives. 'Cause I felt a lot better going live and putting forth that effort when it was a very exclusive community. Where you're getting additional pieces of content that you're not going to get on Instagram Live, or you're not going to get on Instagram stories or reels, or even the podcast or the newsletter. It sort of adds value to whatever we are already doing. And so that's kind of like the thought process behind that. But I wanted to share that piece of information, because I know that as we continue this conversation this month surrounding groups and surrounding community and surrounding nurturing our communities and our audience members, you know, the conversation of groups, whether privately or some kind of paywall situation, or a free space like Facebook, where people can just join a private group and there's no necessarily for the admin, there's no real way to monetize that through the app. Now, I want to be very clear with that, because clearly you're there to provide content on your knowledge, on your expertise. And if that's something you're selling, you are the monetization tool, right? And so that's why, you know, when I did get a piece of feedback that said, oh, why don't you go to a paid wall out of Facebook? And I said, because not only is this going to, because of our vision for how large this group would be, and then also what the members would have to pay, it makes no sense. It was just not something that our community of CEOs and small business owners and entrepreneurs, really, they're not looking for that, right? They're not looking for that kind of sort of environment. And so, again, I just wanted to kind of share that with you. Again, the conversation this month is really surrounding community and putting the effort in nurturing our community members. And so for us, that definitely means launching this Facebook community, which will be ready to launch very soon. Definitely be on the lookout for that. If you have not yet joined our newsletter, the link for that is going to be in our show notes. Definitely click there to join. Also reach out to us via email at hello@soverve.com. Otherwise, you could also follow us on social. We are everywhere. Just simply search your favorite platform as SOBERVE, and you will be able to send us a DM there. We'll send you links to where you need to go to sign up for our newsletter, grab our latest guide, and also be able to join this new community once we are ready to open the doors. But thank you so much for joining me in this week's episode. I look forward to speaking to you next week, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.